Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ella and Nicole with your 8am Zedlines.
Tropical cyclone Alfred, located over the Coral Sea, is now classed as Category 2. According to the Bureau of Meteorology, it is 570 kilometres east-northeast of Willis Island and 970 kilometres northeast of Mackay. While it is slow moving, the cyclone is expected to intensify from today through to Friday and will likely stay clear of the Queensland coast until at least late next week. But the forecast after then is unclear. In national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has faced a range of questions from an audience on current issues including racism and anti-Semitism, while live on ABC's Q&A. A Jewish mother in the audience, Jeanette Abadi, concerned for her family's safety, told the PM, "We have suffered because nothing was done." She called out the Prime Minister, saying, "You're our leader. There was hate speech and nothing was done." In response, Albanese told her family should feel safe here and that he unequivocally condemned this and has called out anti-Semitism and racism his whole life, while adding it is part of what has defined his involvement in politics. This comes following last week's attack on two hijab-wearing women in Melbourne, along with criticism that the Prime Minister has been slow to respond to hate crimes against Jewish people.
In international news, the United Nations General Assembly have adopted two resolutions calling for an end to the war in Ukraine on the third anniversary of the Russian invasion. Both resolutions condemned Russia as the aggressor. The first resolution received 93 votes in favour and 65 abstentions, with the US, Belarus, Israel, Russia and North Korea voting against. The second resolution passed after several amendments were approved, with 93 in favour and 73 abstentions, including the United States. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 11, which is in the extreme band.
That's all for your 8am news. We will be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news.